All right, a couple more locals questions. freedomain.locals.com. Hope you'll join the community. Happy New Year. Hey, Steph, when evaluating people's love for me, can you elaborate on what exactly their love for me looks like? Ah, the exactly people. You mentioned recently that you, quote, have had a long way to go after asking us what are the ways a woman shows a man she loves him. I don't know what that means. I don't remember saying that. So, you know, it's funny. I mean, if something strikes you as important, it's part of basic empathy to know that it also might not strike the other person. So if I said something in passing, you might want to give me some context. You might want to give me a reference. So some sentence that lands importantly for you is probably part of the, I don't know, tens of thousands of words I pump out every week. So, you know, give me a little reference. It won't kill you. And have the empathy of knowing that that which is really significant to you might be a passing comment for me. And so I don't know in one context, in what context is this. So I'm going to have to ignore that paragraph. He says, if, quote, love is our involuntary response to virtue, if we are virtuous, then our perception of love towards us would be involuntary responses. If love is our involuntary response to virtue, if we are virtuous, then our perception of love towards us would be involuntary responses. Yeah, don't go too fast, my friend. These are very complicated things, very challenging things. The definition of love and virtue, these are all complicated things. Don't go too fast and don't make assumptions and don't assume that I know what you're talking about. This is a general thing in terms of communication. So you say, if love is our involuntary response to virtue, if we are virtuous, yes, that's my definition, then our perception of love towards us would be involuntary responses. See, now you're saying that love, the experience of love, and the experience of perception are the same things. They're not. Obviously they are. This is what I mean. Like, slow down, slow your horses, get your details right, get your definitions right. Of course, you can have perception without love. Right. You can perceive a sunset. You can perceive the smell of marijuana. You can perceive the taste of macaroons. And that's not love, right? Not romantic love, not this kind of love. So you're saying if love is an emotional response to virtue, if we are virtuous, then the perception of love towards us would be involuntary. Well, I don't know about that. So you can admire someone as kind of like a moral superhero whose virtue vastly exceeds your own. You're still virtuous, but they're super virtuous, right? So maybe you're doing a little bit of good in the world. They're doing a whole lot of good in the world. So you will admire that person more. And will you experience that person's love for you? Well, they will have some small amount of respect, maybe even a little bit of admiration for the smaller virtues that you're doing in the world. But you'll have more positive experiences of them than they will of you because they're doing more virtue in the world, right? So they'll be further up. Like, your affection or admiration for them would be a 10, and theirs for you might be a 2 or 3. So it might be tougher to perceive. So the idea that love is an involuntary response and therefore